You may be seated. Thank you. Praise the Lord. God is so good. It's so good to be up here with the family again tonight. You know, I'm honored that Pastor had called on me again while he's away to come and minister the word. And again, as usual, as any minister, I believe that I have a word in season. You know, Pastor Tim started out and he was talking about overcoming daily last Wednesday. And he had asked me shortly after that, he said, do you want to minister on Wednesday night next week? And I was like, well, yeah, sure, I'll minister on Wednesday night. And I was sitting there thinking, because I've been preparing a message, and I'm like, my message sounds a lot like Pastor Tim's. I'm like, all right, it's same flow. It's what God wants me to do. It's the flow that we're in. It's for the season. It's what we need to hear today. It's what we need to hear right now. And that's what our message is today. It's keep your focus on today. You know, so many times we get tripped up and we start thinking about this thing off in the future or that thing off in the future. Or we start praying for, you know, oh, my next new car or my next new house or something like that. But what about today? You know, we have some clear instructions in the Word of God regarding today. What are you doing with your faith today? You know, what are you doing, with seeking God today? You know, have you sought God today? Have you talked to Him today? It's so important, you know, that we go to God each day, you know, to receive from Him. And before I get into too much, go ahead and open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to start in verse 6 here. And I'm just going to go ahead and pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to minister your word tonight. I thank you that this is a word in season. I thank you that the words that I speak are not the enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of spirit and power and revelation. I thank you, Father God, that it's easy to understand, it's easy to chew, it's easy to comprehend. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory for everything said and done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So I hope you found Matthew chapter 6 here. And Jesus is speaking on prayer. And he talks here, but when you pray, enter into the closet. And when you have shut your door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. Are you going to your prayer closet daily? You know, are you going and worshiping God daily? Are you seeking after Him each and every day to get what you need for that day? You know, we can't just live on today's bread tomorrow or next week. You know, we can't just live on yesterday's faith today. We have to go to God each day and seek Him. Go to your prayer closet. Get something fresh. Get something new. He goes on to say, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now, yes, of course, when we pray, we're going to be saying things, you know, repeatedly. A lot of times, you know, our prayers are a bit repetitious, but we're not saying, by His stripes I am healed, by His stripes I am healed, by His stripes I am healed, by His stripes I am healed. You know, there's a principle of the more you say it, the more you have it, the less you say it, the less you have it. But you don't have to pound the thing, you know, because a lot of times we'll get into doubt and unbelief when we do that. We think that it's not working. It's got to be a flow. Be therefore not like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. He already knows your future. He already knows what you're going to need today. He already knows what you're going to need tomorrow. So why you even got to worry about it? So good. Hallelujah. And after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The good old Lord's Prayer. You know, some churches, they'll actually recite this as their actual prayer. Now, I'm going to read through this, and you're going to see that a lot of the things that are prayed out in the Lord's Prayer are things that we should be praying daily. But it's not that we have to literally sit there and pray this specifically. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So first of all, our Father which art in heaven, we're praying to the Father God, we're recognizing that we're His children. Hallowed be thy name, we're giving glory to Him. Again, all things that we should be doing in our daily prayer life. Thy kingdom come. Well, we know that the kingdom of God is within us, according to Luke 17. You know, the kingdom of God is within us. You know, we live out of that kingdom within us. You know, we're not just seeking the, you know, Pastor Tim would say, the sweet by and by. You know, one glad morning when this life is over. Ever heard that one, you know? No, it's a glad morning today, you know? It's not just a glad morning when we go home to be with Jesus. We have heaven here on earth right now, so we need to live in heaven on earth now. Praise the Lord. So, thy kingdom come, it's with us now. Thy will be done. Putting God's plans first in your life. You should be praying that each and every day. Putting God's plans first so you don't do your own thing. And have your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, like I said, we want to bring heaven down, heaven to earth, you know, with us. You know, so many people think, oh, you know, we just have to suffer through the trials and tribulations. No, John 10:10, is that right one? I'm just questioning myself. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus says, where is that? I'm trying to think of the verse. It's kind of escaped me here. Glory to God. It's coming. In this world, you have trials and tribulations, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. It's already done. I've already overcome the world. He doesn't say, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, so go ahead and cry and mope and complain and just wallow in it while it's here. There's nothing you can do about it. No, he's already done something about it, so we need to live that daily. We need to live that victorious life daily, each and every day. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. There's something there. Faith for now. Our faith is for right now. We need to go each day and receive that daily bread. Forgive us our debts, our sins. You know, we need to be continually humbling ourselves and consecrating ourselves to God. As we forgive our debtors, continually keep grudges out, continually keep good relationships. Lead us not into temptation. Help me to keep the path of righteousness, because the path of the righteous goes brighter and brighter under the perfect day. And deliver us from evil. You trust God to get you through the trials. You don't do it on your own. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God in recognition for his miracle-working power over all things in your life. For today, not for some future time, but for today. Are you focused on today and what God has for you to do today? Or are you too concerned about what's tomorrow? Or too concerned about what's going on next week? Or too concerned about the bill that's due at the end of the month and you don't have the money for it right now? Give us this day our daily bread. That's what Jesus taught us to do. He taught us to go to God daily. He said, get in there. Get with God. Tell him, I receive my daily bread right now. I receive all that I need right now. Praise the Lord. Again, we regularly pray this way without even thinking about it, or at least we should be regularly praying this way. Hallelujah. So often we think of our faith for future things only. You know, the new job, the new house, a spouse, vacation, investments, this or that. Well, that's all good and dandy. What about the things that we need to do now? What about the people that we see at the store today? What about the, hallelujah. What about the plans and purposes that you have to pray out for today? A lot of times we'll hear of stories from the past, you know, of a minister who's overseas, and, you know, he's going through a test and a trial or something. I can't remember the name of the minister. There's a minister over somewhere overseas doing missionary work. And there was a great trial he was going through of sickness and infirmity in his body. And, you know, he was, like, literally on his deathbed. And there was a woman over here in the U.S., and she was awoken in the middle of her sleep. And she started praying in the Holy Ghost, just praying in tongues and praying out the divine mysteries according to God's will for that time. You know, that thing, it's, you know, God supernaturally, because she was praying for that situation, it went across and overseas, and he was raised up off that deathbed that night. You know, it was later on that he came back and ministered in a church, and he gave that testimony, and this lady came up to him and said, hey, what night was that? And she went back and looked in her prayer journal and confirmed it. Hey, I was doing my daily bread. I was partaking of God's daily bread, going to prayer and answering God when he calls me today, because there's something that needs to be done today. Are you answering God when he calls you today? Or are you just saying, oh, I'll get to it. Oh, I've got this to do. Oh, I'm watching TV right now, you know, or I wanted to go and do this instead. No, are we answering God today? Are we going to God today and seeing what he has for us? Praise the Lord. So, what are some reasons why we want to pray and believe God daily? Well, number one is it keeps worry away. You know, a lot of times we'll talk about Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. But let's back it up, because you realize we're still in the same chapter. Jesus is continuing on, you know, teaching on prayer and believing him. And go down to verse 25. It says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Wow, he said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, not for your body. What does that mean, take no thought for your life? It means that God's going to care for you. It's like you don't even have to, you really almost don't even have to consider your own life because God's going to take care of you. What's the word say? Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you watchfully and affectionately. That's right. Cast your cares on God because he's your caretaker. I always say it that way. God is my caretaker. He's going to take care of me. He's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't take thought for your life. Don't worry about tomorrow, for each day has enough trouble of its own. There's enough stuff for us to be doing today with our walk with God. Why are we trying to spend, you know, today's faith on tomorrow? Why not just wait until tomorrow, spend your faith again tomorrow? You know, Pastor Tim's been talking about that. What are you going to do when a circumstance comes up? Are you going to run to the doctor? Are you going to run to your wallet? Or are you going to spend some faith? Spend your faith today, do it daily, and you will not have to worry about anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's interesting, you know, I studied this out, and I don't see an example of Jesus praying for specific future events. Now, we know that our faith goes into the future. We know that our faith transcends time, and that, you know, when we speak words, it goes into our future, and it sets our course, good or bad. But we don't really have an example of Jesus praying specifically for, you know, any situation. You know, he was tempted in the Garden of Eden, you know, so much so that there was blood pouring down his face, you know, sweating blood. But we don't see that he prayed for that time, you know, that he would be there. He took care of it in the moment. Another one, the storm in Mark chapter 4, you know, he said, let us go into the other side. And they got in the boat and they, you know, they started on their journey. He fell asleep and the disciples are sitting there. Oh no, Lord, what are we going to do? We're sinking. And he gets up, he rebukes the wind, the storm stops, and they go on their way. They cross the sea there. Well, that was faith in the moment. That was daily faith. He didn't sit back and say, oh man, because, you know, Jesus was all there. He kind of knew what things were going to happen in his life, you know, as should we. But he didn't sit there and he wasn't like, oh man, I've got this big storm coming in my life. I better start praying about it. I better start, you know, I better start sitting there and, hallelujah, I'm redeemed from that storm. I'm free from that storm that's coming, you know, this and that. He just lived it daily. When he lived it daily, he was ready for each and every circumstance that came its way in the moment. Are you living in the moment, or are you living out in the future? You need to live in the moment. Go to God each and every day so that you make sure that you're ready for anything that comes your way, because you're not always going to know what happens. You're not always going to know we don't know what tomorrow holds. I can say, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to work at you know, my job for a little while, I'm going to go out to Erie because I have a presentation to do out there for work, you know, but maybe there might be something else that comes up that, you know, that happens, you know, good or bad. You know, I need to be prepared and be ready, receiving my daily bread tomorrow as well, to be ready for that thing. You know, praise the Lord. Sometimes I think that, you know, when we release our faith for future things, it's out of doubt. It's out of doubt and unbelief, you know, because we're sitting there thinking, well, I can't have it now, so I might as well just release my faith for it in the future. Jesus didn't release his faith for things in the future. He released his faith for things in the moment. What are some other things? Feeding the 5,000. You know, he went to minister. There were 5,000 people there that he ministered the word to, and it was lunchtime. He knew it was lunchtime. He knew that those people were going to be hungry. But did he, you know, before he went, did he even prepare anything? He didn't, no. In the moment, he was ready, full of faith, full of power, because he goes to God each and every day. What did he say? He says, I only do what I see my Father do. But in order to only do what you see your Father do, you got to go and meet with him daily. That's what Jesus did. So he was ready in that time to feed the 5,000. He just held it up, gave thanks, they broke bread, and the miracle happened. His time in the wilderness. You don't have an example of Jesus, you know, praying and preparing himself for the time in the wilderness. Again, I'm not saying that we're not to pray for future things. There's times we're going to pray for future things, but that shouldn't just be our only goal, our only, you know, focus is just on the future. We need to take care of things today, and in fact, that's probably more important, you know, to take care of the things today, because that's what Jesus gave the example. When he was in the wilderness, and after 40 days, you know, fasting in the wilderness, Satan came and tempted him. You know, so what did he do? He spoke the word in the moment. He was ready in the moment. Paying his taxes. Do you think that Jesus just forgot that he had to pay his taxes? I don't think so. He's not like us, you know. He's not like us. He doesn't forget to pay the bills. No, he was living in his daily bread, and at the moment that he had a need, he called on God, and he provided it out of the fish's mouth. I'll go ahead with one more. You know, he's traveling along, and he comes to the, he's hungry. So he comes to the tree of the fig in Mark chapter 11, or tree without figs, excuse me, and it should have been there. Well, in the moment, you know, he sat there, and he's like, well, I'm hungry. This tree doesn't have anything for me. So immediately, he cursed the tree. You know, it wasn't anything that he had to work himself up for before. It wasn't anything that he had to, specifically pray for that instance in his life that he would be able to overcome it. What does it say? He says in, let's see here, that's it, Matthew 17:21, after he healed somebody and, you know, the disciples were astounded, Jesus said, this kind of power does not become available except by prayer and fasting. You see, Jesus was constantly praying and fasting and seeking God. This should be our lives too. I know we've all got our stuff. I know we've all got jobs to go to, children to take care of, you know, this or that to do. But we should all be seeking God daily. Do you think that when he was, walking from city to city, doing his just regular daily deeds that he had to do, do you think that he was just silent? Do you think that he was just, you know, thinking about going to the beach, you know, this natural thing that he has to do with that natural thing? No, I'm sure he was probably seeking God. He was probably praying to God, just like Paul talks about in the New Testament. He says, I speak in tongues more than ye all. You know, you know that as Paul was traveling around, as Paul was working, he was praying in tongues as he was doing things. You know, it's not that he was out there, you know, shouting it out on the mountaintops all the time, but just through your day, just praying in tongues, seeking God, talking to him, finding out what he wants you to do with your life, finding out what he wants you to do next, what he wants you to do today. Hallelujah. This power is not available except by prayer and fasting. That's how Jesus lived. He lived full of the power of God so that no matter what circumstance came his way, he was ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to live day by day, not thinking about what tomorrow has to bring. Jesus was ready for these circumstances because he was used to living for God daily. Are you receiving your daily bread? Are you used to living for God daily? If you're not used to living for God daily, or at least, you know, praying daily, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. But that should be our goal. That should be our purpose in life, is to live for God each day. Not just get so distracted, not just get so worn down by the cares and worries of life that we forget about God. We need to go to God daily and receive our daily bread. Hallelujah. You know, let's go ahead there to Exodus chapter 16. Praise the Lord. Let's have a little note here. We can't fight tomorrow's battles today. Use your faith now. Believe God today. There's enough going on today that we need to handle. Don't try to fight tomorrow's battles today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Exodus chapter 16. Still getting there. Hallelujah. The word is good. Hope you're getting some help tonight. I hope you're being encouraged to continue on with God and seek him every single day of your life. You know, something really clicked in me last year. Pastor Tim was preaching a message, How Real Is God to You? And, you know, one thing that he was talking about was, you know, a lot of times we hear of, you know, ministers coming up, you know, and they'll talk about all the awesome things God has done for them. You know, the miracles, signs and wonders, you know, the manifestation of homes and money and things. And you think, oh, that's all good and dandy for the minister, you know, but, you know, that's the minister, you know, that's their life. You know, they've dedicated themselves to that. You know, I think, looking back, I struggled with that because I'm like, yeah, that's for the minister. You know, they labor in the word of God, so they qualify for those things, and everybody else doesn't really qualify for that in the same measure. No, and I realized that day, that is such wrong thinking. We should all be laboring in the word of God so that we can come out of our prayer closet, out of our time with God, full of the word of God, full of faith and full of power, so that we can go and we can speak things into existence. We can overcome each and every day. Hallelujah. It's not just for the minister. It's not just for the big name. It's not just for the pastor who has a big congregation or a big ministry, you know, pulling in offerings and things. It's for each and every one of us sitting here today. It's for each and every believer out there that's not in service tonight, but they need to be here because this is where their help is. This is where their encouragement is. This is where they're going to learn to live for God day after day after day and not give up and not lose heart. Hallelujah. It's for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us can have big faith. Hallelujah. But it takes dedication. It takes time. It takes effort. You know, it's not always going to be easy. What did Jesus say? Take up your cross daily and follow me. Take up your cross daily. Again, another example of Jesus saying, it's a daily thing. We have to meet daily with the Father. We have to daily put our flesh under. We have to daily, seek out new revelation for what's coming or what's today as well. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't just live, haphazardly, praying today, then skipping a few days, then I'll go and pray again, It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth. He said, somebody asked him, well, Brother Wigglesworth, how long do you pray? And I believe it was him that said, I never pray for more than 10 minutes, but I never go more than 10 minutes without praying. That's a good way to live daily in faith. That's a good way to live daily for God. I never pray for more than 10 minutes, but I never go more than 10 minutes without praying. That means he's doing it constantly throughout the day. He's praying and he's seeking God. He's seeking the will of the Father for each and every single day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, have you found Exodus chapter 16? Praise God. I'm going to talk about the manna from heaven, or that bread falling from heaven. Now, they're traveling in the wilderness. They had just left Egypt. Now, sometimes we don't have a grasp on how long things happen, especially, in the Word of God. We don't know how much time has passed from this or that, and it takes a little bit of study. So I'm going to help you out here, and I studied it out, and it seems it was only about 30 days since escaping Egypt. Only about 30 days since leaving Egypt, and this is what happened to them. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat the bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Oh my goodness. They're murmuring and they're complaining. Actually, it's funny. Right now, I read this, I guess it's a devotional or Bible storybook to Briar every night. And this is actually one that I just read recently. And we're always telling Briar, make sure you're not complaining. Make sure you're not. And so I was reading him this story, and I go, and they complained against Moses and against God because they didn't have the food that they wanted to eat. And he said, oh boy, you better not complain. It's not good to complain. Isn't that so true? We get so caught up in whining and complaining about things. Oh God, help me. Oh God, bring this to me. Oh God, do that for me. Well, he's already done it, first of all. Hallelujah. He already supplied all of your needs according to his riches and glory. You don't have to whine and complain to God to get what you need. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. So, then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Hallelujah. And it said, gather a certain rate every single day. That means, give us this day our daily bread. Don't gather more bread for tomorrow. Just get what you need today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, I'm in verse 10 now. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared to them in a cloud. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where am I going here? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the morning and in the evening, go unto God to receive what you need. Nothing more, nothing less. And it came to pass that at the even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew lay, and when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, the face of the wilderness, there lay small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. Not really sure what hoar frost is.
And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they did not know what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Praise God. Raining manna from heaven. Man, God is so good. Even when they complained and murmured against God and against Moses, he was gracious and merciful enough to go ahead and bless them anyway, to give them their daily sustenance, to give them what they desired and what they needed each and every day. Now, this continued throughout their journey. This wasn't just a one-time experience. This continued on for years and years after this. Hallelujah. "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some left. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack, and they gathered every man to his own eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it until the morning." Yep, that's right. "Let no man leave of it until the morning." That means don't let any of your bread stay overnight. Just gather enough that you need for the day. Don't leave any and save any for the next morning, because today's sustenance is good enough for today. Hallelujah. And they gathered notwithstanding, they didn't hearken unto Moses. Isn't that so true? They do that all the time, right? "But some of them left it out into the morning, and it bred worms, and it stank. And Moses was wroth for them." Wow. The bread that they gathered over, thinking, "Oh, well, I'll just go ahead and I'll get enough. So then maybe if God doesn't show up tomorrow with bread, at least I'll have some left over. What if God doesn't show up tomorrow with more bread?" That's probably what a lot of them were thinking, or they were just being lazy. You know, it's either one. They're just being, "Oh, I'll just gather a lot today so then I don't have to go out tomorrow." You know, how many have we done that in prayer before? "Oh, I'm going to pray a lot today. I'm going to pray a lot today because I've got this thing going on tomorrow. So then that way I don't have to pray tomorrow. I can just pray today for today and for tomorrow. I'll just do double time." It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to go to God each and every day. But see, the Israelites, they weren't trusting God to go to him every single day and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the bread today. Thank you, Lord, for my provision today." Some of them were so in doubt and unbelief. You know, they had already crossed the Red Sea. They had already seen the water parting and lifting up over, you know, to the sides of them and walking on completely dry ground across the sea. You know, they saw the pillar of a fire by night and the cloud by day. They saw the bitter waters turn sweet. They had seen all these miracles and signs and wonders. And, you know, you'd think, "Oh, man, why can't they just believe? You know, they already saw these things. Why don't they just believe, you know, that God's going to keep doing these wonderful and miraculous things?" Well, how many of us are in that same boat? How many of us, you know, have seen miracles, maybe even in our own lives personally, and yet we still struggle? Well, maybe it's because we haven't been trusting God each and every day. Maybe it's because we haven't been going to God to receive from him each and every day to know what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in John 6:34 that he is the bread of life. He's the bread of life. That's the manna from heaven, Jesus. He came down and to dwell in man, you know, to send the Holy Spirit to dwell in man. You know, Bible says that we have heaven inside of us. The bread that came down from heaven represents Jesus, you know, our daily sustenance, the thing that we need each and every day. Praise the Lord. So good. "Gather what you need and leave none of it until the morning, or else it'll breed worms and it'll stink." Do you have stinking faith? You know, is your faith old? Is it, you know, just kind of washed up faith? Are you living on last week's faith? Do you get fresh faith daily? Do you sow into your faith daily? Praise the Lord. What's the Bible saying? I believe it's Jude 20. It says, "Build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." You got to do that each and every day. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So good. I'm going to go on to point number two, and if you can turn to Hebrews 11:1. And point number two is that when we go to God daily, it turns simple hope into full faith. Going to God daily will turn simple hope into full faith. It turns something that will happen sometime in the future to something that is done today, something that's done right now.
I believe I'll get it sometime. I believe I'll get my healing sometime. You ever hear that? You ever said that? Hallelujah. Praise God. I have this written here. Those who don't believe God fully believe that he can do something and he'll do it sometime, but they don't believe it's done now. Yeah, they believe that God can do something and that he will do something, but they don't believe that it's done now. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance. Right now, faith is that substance that you need. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence right now. The evidence of the things that you don't see in life. The things that you might not see today. Faith is that for you each and every day. If you release your faith and if you seek after God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This hopeful living that we sometimes get stuck in, you know, it happens with salvation, it happens with baptism of the Holy Spirit, provision, etc. You know, some people sit there and think, oh, well, if I do enough righteous deeds here on this earth, then I'll be saved. No, it's not just about doing righteous deeds that'll get you saved. It's believing on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Today is the day of salvation. Salvation is right now. Salvation is present. Salvation isn't just when we get to heaven and enter that sweet by and by. Salvation is for right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If I keep seeking God, then I'll get the Holy Spirit. You know, now, praise the Lord, we're taught very well here that, you know, we don't just have to keep seeking God and seeking God, waiting on the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's already been given to us. We don't have to just sit there and wait for it. Oh, I know that the money will show up sometime. Praise God. You know, in itself, that sounds like a really, really good statement. It sounds like a statement that could be a statement of faith. I know the money will show up sometime. Well, why are you believing for it to just show up sometime? You just want your healing to show up sometime? Well, some people say that. Yeah, I know my healing will show up sometime. Why don't you believe for right now? Why don't you believe for it today? Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that right now I have all the money that I need. Heavenly Father, I thank you that right now I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Tim, you know, all the time he's saying, 3130 Garfield Road is paid in full. Notice he doesn't put a caveat on there, it's paid in full sometime, or it's paid in full by 2020 or something like that. No, each and every day, releasing faith, 3130 Garfield Road is paid in full in Jesus' name. You know, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour. Somebody could come here, put a check on the door, and that could be the amount that the church has paid off. Because we're believing God each and every day for this building to be paid in full. It's the same with our own personal stuff. Whatever you need today, are you believing for it? You know, maybe you have debt, you know, in your name, you know, and maybe you've been believing God for it to be paid in full. You know, say, and you say, you know, thank you, Lord, that my debt is paid, you know, by this date or that date. Well, no. Why don't you believe God each and every day that that debt is paid in full right now in Jesus' name? Maybe you're battling with healing over something. Believe God each and every single day. Come to him daily. Receive your daily bread and say, I am healed right now in Jesus' name. Here's another one. Lord, help me find peace. I just need peace, Lord God. I need peace. Well, it's already been done. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. It's already been given to us. We don't have to go and seek it out. Praise the Lord. It's in our spirit, and we draw that out of our spirit each and every day. When we need that peace each and every day to get through life's trials and tribulations, so we live in that peace. We live in it daily. We don't just live on yesterday's peace that we prayed for. We have to go to God each and every day. Lord, give me strength to get up for work tomorrow, or give me strength to get through this thing I have to face tomorrow. Well, why not strength right now? Why not pray for strength right now that lasts and lasts, and go to him again tomorrow and pray for strength? Go to him again tomorrow and pray for strength. So you don't need a strength today, so you're just working on your own thing, but you know you got something big coming up tomorrow. So, okay, then I'll walk in his strength tomorrow. I don't need it today because today's easy, but tomorrow's going to be hard, so then I'll need his strength. No, it doesn't matter the size of, you know, the circumstance that you're going through. You always need God's strength. Why do you want to try to do it on your own and wear yourself out? Go to God each day and receive his strength. Go to God each day and receive healing. Go to God each day and receive his peace and his joy. These things are done deals. On the surface, a lot of these things seem like faith, but in reality, it's already done. You know, all these things that I'm saying, a lot of them seem like you're speaking faith words out, but really, you're kind of speaking doubt and unbelief because you're not believing that it's already done. You're not believing in the work of God that he did on the cross when Jesus said, "It is finished." Praise the Lord. I am saved. I have a supply. I am healed. All of those things are already done. What's it say in 2 Corinthians 1:20? All the promises of God in Jesus are yes and amen under the glory of God by us. All the promises are yes and amen. They're yes, they're for right now. The promises are for right now. And it's spoken under the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. Are you speaking his promises to him to give him glory and to give him honor and to give him praise? We need to use our faith for today if we don't want to go without. This will make sure we keep deadlines off of God too. Deadlines on God. Does anybody have any deadlines on God here? I hope not. You know, we don't want to put deadlines on God. You know, maybe you know that you have a bill coming up that's due and you don't have the money for it. Are you going to say, "Lord, I need this money by April the 20th, 2018. That's when I need it by. Bring it to pass in Jesus' name." Or are you saying, "Lord, I receive all that money that I need right now. I receive all that money that I need today." That's going to keep worry out. Because if you're sitting there saying, "Oh, it's going to come by the 20th, well, today's what, the 11th? So goes to the 12th, and then the 13th comes and the worry builds. Thank you that it's coming by the 20th, 14th, 15th. It's still coming by the 20th. Gets to the 9th. It's going to come tomorrow. 20th gets it. Where is it? But what if we're believing God each and every day for that? Thank you, Lord. I receive that money right now in Jesus' name. Tomorrow comes. Thank you, Lord. I receive all that money right now in Jesus' name. You keep worry out doing that. You will keep worry out by believing him each and every day for everything that you need. You'll keep that worry out because each and every day you're going to him. You're not just pushing it off to some distant time, some deadline that you have for that thing to come to pass. Praise the Lord. Get rid of those deadlines. Think about what we need to do today, what we need to receive today. Praise God. This is Jesus teaching us these things. How to believe God. So often we worry about things in the future that haven't even happened yet, and we pray and believe God, acting like it covers up our worry. We pray for things in the future that haven't even happened yet. Has anybody ever done that? Somebody praying for something that hasn't even happened yet? Again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow has in store. You know, we're praying for a bill that's due on the 20th, but we don't know that already there's a check in the mail and it's on its way. We don't, you know, we're praying for something to happen in the future and it's already been taken care of. God's already got a plan in motion to do it. So we just receive our daily bread each and every single day. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just receive it right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If we're praying only for what's needed today, then we should believe that it's done. This will leave no room for us to worry if it's going to happen or not. Just pray for the things that you need today, and there'll be no room to worry if it's going to happen or not. Just because it's due on the 20th doesn't mean that you don't need it today. You'd still need it today, because wouldn't it be nice to pay that thing early? Yeah. Why are you doubting God, thinking that he can't just do it for you today? Get rid of that doubt and unbelief and believe that God supplies all of your needs right here and right now. Hallelujah. And point number 3, it makes us trust in God alone. Hallelujah. Jesus gave us the example first and foremost, but it's for good reason. We'll stop skipping prayer if we believe and trust in God alone. You know, when we push things off to the future, when we're thinking about future things, you know, we're going to skip our prayer time because we're going to think, "Oh, it'll just be taken care of later on." But if we need to come to God daily to receive, then that's going to make us put our trust in him. I hope I'm saying that right. Wait, let me see here. We'll stop relying on yesterday's word or trying to store up enough prayer and word time to be lazy tomorrow. There's nothing that can replace the personal time with God receiving our manna from heaven. We have to trust him day by day for everything. If we get out ahead of ourselves, we start plotting and planning and setting our own course. That's something that can certainly happen. And when we start plotting and planning our own course, we're not trusting him anymore. You know, a lot of times we start, you know, maybe I enjoy cars, you know. So maybe I'm believing God for a new car, you know, a nice, awesome car that I really want. And so I start saying, oh, thank you, Lord, for this car. It's coming in Jesus' name. And then I start plotting and planning for that thing because I say it's going to come in the future. So I start plotting and planning my own way. Well, instead, what if I said, thank you, Lord, I'd like to receive a new car, receive my daily bread, everything that I need. Then it's already done. I'm not going to start plotting and planning my own way. If it's that day, if God has something for me to do that day regarding that, whether it's starting an investment, you know, starting in a business or doing something, you know, that he has me to do to receive that thing, then I do that day. But then I go back the very next day and seek him again regarding the thing. But it's not just leaving it out in the future, some future time, planning and plotting and saying, oh, well, if I just did this, or if I just shuffled this around here or there, or if I moved this money here, that's plotting your own ways. That's plotting your own course, and that's not trusting in God. So many people are praying and hoping for change. It's about change right now. If you're still praying for change in your life, you haven't fully trusted God yet. Are you just sitting there praying for change? Are you sitting there praying that, oh, my life right now is terrible, things aren't going my way, I just wish things would change, God. Will you help me change things, Lord? I need this strength in my life. Will you give me strength? You know, we need to realize that God has already done these things for us. We don't need to pray and seek God for change. We just need to live in that change right now. Get that daily bread right now to change things now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. When God tells us something or a circumstance comes up, the first thing that we think of is the future. Isn't that true? A lot of times when a circumstance comes up, we think, how is this going to affect my future? Instead of thinking about what to do with it today, we think how it's going to affect our wallet, how it's going to affect our job, how it's going to affect our family. Well, we need to live today. If God gives you an instruction today, do it today. Don't think about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it tomorrow and even consider what it's going to mean. You know, sometimes God will tell you things to come. You know, sometimes, here's an example. Pastor Tim, a few weeks ago, you know, he had a word of wisdom regarding an accident in the future. And, you know, he started praying for that person. Now, he was releasing faith in the now, you know, that thing is averted in Jesus' name, that they would turn away and you know, that it wouldn't happen. But God, you know, put it on his heart that, don't pray that, it's not going to work. You know, he stopped Pastor from praying for something in the future because there was nothing that could be done about it. A lot of times we don't know if what God tells us in the future, we don't know if it can necessarily be changed or not unless he tells us. So why are we going to pray about something in the future that we don't even know exactly what's going on with it? Just receive your daily bread. When that thing comes up, receive your daily bread for that thing today and take care of that today. It's the same thing that Jesus did. Like I said, Jesus knew, you know, Jesus knew things in advance. We know that. You know, he was the Son of God, that, you know, God in the flesh. So he knew things to come, but he didn't sit there and pray for those things to come. He took care of it in the moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. How often do we hear of great things that God has done in the past? And how often do we hear of the end times revival, the signs and wonders and miracles that we'll see in the end times revival? Well, how about we stop praying and saying, thank you, Lord, for the end times revival. It's you know, it's going to be great. You know, things are going to happen right now. Revival is now. Right now is the time for miracles and signs and wonders. That's how we should be releasing our faith. Not looking to the thing solely to the things that happened in the past and saying, oh, look how great and wonderful those things were. Not looking to the future and saying, oh, things are going to be awesome. Yes, it's good to cast vision. Yes, without vision, the people will perish. But that shouldn't be our main focus. So many times we keep that as our main focus. You know, just what's coming up in the future? What's going to happen in the future? And we should be praying for these things. We should be seeking God, you know, regarding future things. But we cannot forget about what our responsibility is today. Hallelujah. Revival is now. Miracles, signs, and wonders are now. I regularly say this, that Family Church Jamestown is a miracle room. I don't say that it's going to be a miracle room in the end times revival. I say that it's a miracle room right now. I say that each and every day it's a miracle room. It's a place where God's presence is each and every single day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. If you can go ahead and turn with me
just a few chapters back to Hebrews 3 and chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wonder if I wrote down the wrong chapter here or the wrong verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Hebrews chapter 3 in verse 15. It says, while it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. While it is today, hear his voice. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. While it is today, hear God's voice. Go to God and hear his voice. And do not harden your hearts as in the days of the provocation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's take a look at that. Let's go back to Numbers chapter 13 and verse 26. This is when Moses sent the spies into the land of Canaan. Praise God. Numbers 13. I guess I'm actually going to go ahead and start in verse 1, and we'll skip ahead here. Verse 1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, which I give unto them right now. He didn't even say, which I will give unto you. He said, which I give unto the children of Israel. It's right now. And now, skip ahead into verse 26. They had gone and they had been in there, I believe, 40 days searching in the land of Canaan. You know, they saw many marvelous things there, you know, good things and things that they thought were bad things. And when they came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel under the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them, we came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in that land. Oh, it's a good land. It's flowing with milk and honey, and the fruit is good. But the people that live there are strong. They're too strong for us. And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the giants. And so while they're sitting there cast in doubt and unbelief, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Well, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for somebody who was full of faith and power in the now. Thank you for somebody who was going to God daily and receiving from him now. He wasn't just living on yesterday. He wasn't living on what he saw yesterday. That's so important. He wasn't living on what he saw yesterday in the land of Canaan. He wasn't living that. He was living on what God said to him now, what he said to him today, which I give unto the children of Israel. That's present tense. That means he's already done it. It's already given to them, so they just need to go and possess it. Caleb understood that. Caleb understood, and he saw the miracles of their daily bread in the wilderness. He saw that. He saw the miracle of the bitter waters turn sweet in the water. You know, he saw those things happening in the wilderness, the miracles, signs, and wonders. He trusted God each and every day. He was one of the ones that went out and gathered his bread each and every day like God told him to, nothing more, nothing less, and then did it again the next day because he trusted God that he was going to provide for him each and every day. Hallelujah. We're well able to overcome it. Verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Oh my goodness, come on now. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. It eats people up. And all the people that we saw there are men of great stature. And there we saw giants and the sons of Anak, which come from the giants. And we were in our own sight as in grasshoppers. Wow, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. They didn't put on those eyes of faith. They weren't building themselves up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. And here in chapter 14, we're continuing on. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we'd have us die in the wilderness? And wherefore God had brought us into this land to fall by the sword that our wives and our children should be prey. Oh my goodness, what are they doing? Were it not better for us just to return to Egypt, to that slavery, to that bondage, to be out of the will and the plan of God? And they said to one another, let us make a captain, let us return unto Egypt. Wow. And then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation. And then, who's the ones full of faith and power of the hour? Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They are serious now. They're like, come on, people, we've got a job to do. God told us to go do this. He said, go do it today. He said, it's for us right now. Let's go get this job done. Hallelujah. And they spoke unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have passed through and searched it is an exceedingly good land. They said, I want this. God promised it to me. I want it. It's a good land. And if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Wow. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. They're bread for us. They're bread for us. We're just going to eat them for lunch, right? They're bread for us. They had already been receiving their daily bread. This is just another opportunity to receive their daily bread. He understood that. They're just bread for us. Their defenses departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Hallelujah. Are you receiving your daily bread? Are you going to the promises of God and saying, this promise is for right here and right now? They could have taken that land that very same day. They could have gone in there and conquered the land as God had wanted them to do. But instead, they whined and complained and they murmured and they said, they're too strong for us. We can't do it. Wow. And all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Because they wanted to believe God and do something good, because they wanted to follow the plans and purposes of God, they wanted to stone them. Wow. Praise God. This is, oh my gosh, hallelujah. Let's go on ahead because it's really interesting. They wouldn't believe God today. They wouldn't believe God in the moment. So instead, they probably thought in their hearts, well, we'll just put it off till later until something happens. Maybe they'll die off or something bad will happen to them. But it looks like they came to their senses. Hallelujah. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, the people mourned greatly. So they were talking about God's punishment on Israel, of them, anyone age 20 and older, that they would die in the wilderness because of their disobedience and because of their disbelief, because they wouldn't believe God today. And then, after they told them about this and they mourned greatly, they rose up early in the morning and they got them on the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we will go unto the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. They wanted to have that faith for today now, after they realized the consequences of not seeking God daily, of not believing God daily. They wanted it now. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord, but it shall not prosper? Wow. He said, you guys had your opportunity to seek God each and every day, to believe God daily, to receive from him. But you didn't do it. You wouldn't go to your prayer closet. You wouldn't go and spend time in the Word. You wouldn't go and proclaim faith. So that time passed, and it's not going to prosper now. It's so important that, you know, we keep going to God day after day after day after day. You know, and that's just what I really want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. Keep going to God day after day. And no matter the trial that comes your way, you can handle it in that situation, in that moment. Because you already know that you've been with God each and every day. You already have seen the things that God has done for you. God has told you. And so if you're going to him each and every day, you're going to be ready for anything that comes. You're going to have complete and total confidence in God because you know. And it's not by works, but you know, hey, I've been going to God each and every day, but it's also, it's that habit. You go to him each and every day and receive your daily bread. Maybe you go to God tomorrow and you say, Lord, I receive my daily bread. And you don't see anything. You don't see an increase in your health. You don't see any money come in.
doesn't matter. You still received your daily bread. You still released faith. You still trusted in God instead of doing other things. But then you just keep going back the next day. I receive my daily bread. I receive my daily bread. You keep going time and time and time again. Doesn't matter what happens that day. Doesn't matter if you had church in the morning. It doesn't matter if you, you know, listen to messages at work all day. It doesn't matter if you listen to worship music all day. Still, go and get that daily bread. Have that personal time with the living God to receive your daily bread, to receive your help. That's where our help is seeking God each and every day. If you're not going to God each and every day, you know, it probably means that you don't fully trust him. It's true. If you're not going to God each and every day, then you need to work on trusting God. Because when you go to God each and every day, you realize that he's your sustenance. He's your bread. You know, you wouldn't go, you know, purposely just sit there and say, oh, I'm just not going to, I guess, let me refrain. Sometimes you do that. Sometimes you fast and you say, I'm just not going to eat today. You know, I'm going to fast. But we need food each and every day. You know, a farmer or a rancher, you know, who has cattle and sheep and things, they don't just feed their cattle today and say, oh, whatever, I'm just not going to do it tomorrow. No, they have to go each and every day and feed their cattle. They can't just go and take a bucket of food and dump it and say, oh, here's your feed for the week. No, it doesn't work like that. They have to go out there each and every day and feed them. Now, of course, we have advancements, and I'm sure that there's some, you know, automatic actuated thing that'll dump food down for them. I know that they have those for dogs now, so you don't have to go and actually pour your own dog food in a bowl. You know, you can have it set to automatically do it on a timer. But the point is that we need to go and we need to receive for ourselves each and every single day. We can't just leave it to chance. We can't just say, oh, I'm just living off of yesterday's faith. I'm just going on. Hallelujah. The branch is nourished by the vine each and every day. It doesn't skip a day. The tree doesn't just stop nourishing the vine one day. No, it's a continual thing. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. So we receive nourishment from the vine each and every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we going to seek God each and every day of our lives? Are we going to go and receive our daily bread? Or are we going to live on yesterday's daily bread? Are we going to live on stagnant and stale revelation? There's something that's going on today that we need for each and every day. Hallelujah. I believe that I've said everything that I need to say. Praise God. I hope that it helped you. I hope you're encouraged. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are so good and you are so faithful, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we receive our daily bread each and every day of our lives. I thank you that we won't grow lazy. I thank you, Father God, that we will push to reach the mark of the high prize of the calling of Christ Jesus. We'll run our race each and every day so that we don't fall behind in the plans and purposes of God for our life. I thank you, Father God, that we will live as every day as faith is for now. We receive everything that we need in life right now, and we do it day by day, putting our full confidence and our full trust in you. We fix our gaze upon you daily, Father God, so that we can receive manna from heaven, that fresh revelation, that fresh help from you, God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. You are so good. You are so faithful, Lord. We worship you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're so good and you're so faithful. You never fail us, Father God. You never fail us, Lord. We'll continue with you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I just wanted to take a moment because I don't know everybody here tonight. You know, normally we don't have new people here on a Wednesday night, but, you know, I see a few, you know, unfamiliar faces. So I don't ever want to take the chance that somebody is going to leave this place with not accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. You don't want to put your salvation off until tomorrow. It's right now. Today is that day of salvation. Come to God today and he will make you righteous. Come to God today and he will cleanse you. Come to God today and he will give you peace and joy and strength and every single thing that you need. Jesus is the bread of life. If you come to him, you'll hunger no more. You will never go without again if you come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says that if we believe in our heart that Jesus died on the cross and that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. We need to speak that with our mouth in order to be saved. Hallelujah. So if you want to receive to receive Jesus tonight, if you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're done living a life full of defeat, full of anxiety and full of worry, if you're done living a life where you don't have enough, where you can't seem to get ahead in life, I just ask you if you can just lift up your hand tonight and just say, I want to receive Jesus tonight. I want him to come into my heart and change me, to wash me and cleanse me right now so that I can be forgiven of my sins. You know, I'm not going to call you down front. I'm not going to make you stand up and give a speech or anything. I just want to make sure that you know Jesus so that you have that hope of eternal glory, that hope of righteousness, and that you're living for him each and every day of your life. Is there anybody that would lift their hand right now and say that I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Praise God. Well, I don't see any hands tonight. So I'm going to just take a moment. And if there's anybody here that just wants to rededicate their life to Jesus tonight, rededicate their life to God in a fresh commitment to seek him daily, to go after the things of God and not grow lazy and not grow weary in well-doing. If there's anybody here that'd like to rededicate their life to Christ, to seek him more fully in your life, just go ahead and raise your hand. Praise God, I see that hand and I see that hand. It's another hand, hallelujah. Praise God, we had a few hands there. It's always good to have that consecration and dedication to the things of God, to live for him and to serve him. So why don't you go ahead and repeat after me tonight. Say, Heavenly Father, I dedicate and consecrate my life to you. I will live for you and I will serve you all the days of my life. I will not grow weary and I'll receive my daily bread. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope you were helped tonight. I hope you received some answers. I hope you received some encouragement. We're going to go ahead and take up the offering tonight. If you have your offering, go ahead and fill out an envelope in the back. If you're new tonight, we do have a gray card in the seat back. If you've never been here, go ahead and fill that out. Drop it in the offering bucket as it goes by. Make any checks payable to Family Service. Make sure to completely fill this out so we have your information on record. And we're going to go ahead and take up the offering. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to give unto you. I thank you that as we give tonight, it's honor going into that bucket. It's trust and it's faith in you going into that bucket tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you give us everything that we need. I say that it's good seed going into good ground and harvest is imminent. I thank you that all the needs of the family of Family Church are met right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And as you may serve the people, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, after the offering bucket goes by, why don't you go ahead and stand up and we're going to just worship the Lord before we close tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are so good. You are so faithful, Lord. You never fail us, Lord God. We're going to live for you. We're going to serve you all the days of our long, long lives. I thank you, Father God, that we learned tonight and that we're encouraged to keep seeking you day after day after day, receiving that fresh manna from heaven, receiving that fresh bread. Give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.